Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 24th of August, cloudy morning here in Auroville on 28 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast predicts for today mostly cloudy with a thunderstorm, and over the night mostly cloudy with a thunderstorm in a couple of spots. Chance on precipitation on 53 and chance on thunderstorm on 60%. Temperatures ranging from low 27 to high 34 with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, visible on 7%. Tomorrow, 25th of August, is Ganesh Chaturthi or Ganesh Puja. It's also known as Vinayaka Chaturthi and is the Hindu festival that reveres God Ganesha and a 10-day festival which starts on the 4th day of Hindu's lunisolar calendar, month of Bhadrapada, which typically falls in Gregorian months of August or September. The festival remembers Ganesha's birthday and celebrates him as a god of good beginnings, prosperity and obstacle remover. It is observed throughout India, especially as a public event in the western states of India such as Maharashtra, Gujarat and Chhattisgarh, and as a private home festival in other states such as Goa, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh, and at public venues along with the reading of texts and group feasting, athletic and martial arts competitions are held. So for that we have a few announcements. That's tomorrow, 25th, on Ganesh Puja, PTDC will be open between 9 to 1:30 p.m. And the same, since the bakery is closed, they will bring today the bread orders of tomorrow as well. And as usual, they count on your understanding and flexibility, and they take this opportunity to pray to Ganesh to remove the obstacles for the manifestation of Auroville. PT Purchasing Service Stall and Snack Bar will be closed on 25th and 26th, Friday and Saturday, and I wish us happy Ganesh Puja. Auroville Bakery and Bakery Cafe will be also closed tomorrow, and they're asking you to pick up your Friday order today, and they wish us happy Ganesh Puja. And from Banaspati Kshetran team comes invitation to an exhibition, Gulu, dedicated to Ganesh as the divine collaborator of the Supreme. Opening on Ganesh Chaturthi, 25th of August at 5:30 p.m. for 7 days. And they will be open daily for visitors between 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. for the exhibition only. Ganesha, birthday or not, the events are going on, and there would be general meeting to present entry policy final draft for residents assembly decision making on Saturday, 26th of August at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. But tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, Bhumika Hall, Bhavishyate, Bharat Nivas, we can listen to the environmental experience, a lecture by Omar Rabi. As a construct in between number and poetry, architecture can only be holistic when responding to both the rational measurable and sensual immeasurable aspects of its environment. This lecture aims at emphasizing this immemorial, multifaceted connection between architecture and the environment through critically examining select examples of inequality from the primordial, historical to the modern, postmodern and contemporary, initiating a dialogue on the essence of architecture that expands from the oral experience towards the vast global discourse. On Monday 29th at 5 p.m, Cali, House of Latino America and the Youth Link invite us to Pachamama Mother Earth celebration, as the people from the Andes of South America do during the month of August. They will thank for the things got from her this year, offering food and drink, incense, candles and flowers. The event will be held at American site in International Zone, which is opposite to the Matrimandir, taking the nursery road, entrance from the Kali fitness truck, and you have to go right. They're asking you to bring your offerings for the Mother Earth. On Saturday 26 at 7:30 p.m. Kalabumi Goes Live, a concert in the small amphitheater with blues, jazz, reggae and more. Bull performance will be on 1st, 2nd and 3rd of September at 7:30 p.m. at Kaligram in Udayam on Edanchavadi Road near Adi Shakti. And it's a dance performance which was scheduled last weekend. And here's a reminder on Artbreak Day 2017, which would be the 5th annual celebration of a global event in 40 plus locations on Friday, September 1st between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This year, they will focus on Colon mural on the container behind the visitor center cafeteria. Volunteers welcome to sign up and all are welcome for the event. From Sadhana Forest comes an interesting invitation for a nature outing for children to come and enjoy nature and mud pool. And that will be going on Saturday 2nd. So you are welcome to see, feel, sense the beauty and the energy of the Sadhana Forest community and experience the harmonious, peaceful and conscious way of living. Most of the time that you will spend in the natural pool of swim, have fun, play with the logs and cover your body with mud. After the mud pool, there is dinner in the mine hut. Children will travel by van from Solar Kitchen at 3:30 p.m. and will return at 7:30 p.m. at the same place on Saturday 2nd of September. And any child who is interested to explore the mud pool at Sadhana Forest is welcome, but maximum 16 children. For more information, you can call 978741-6417. On Saturday, 2nd of September at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, the French Pavilion presents publication of the audiobook Sita in Forest, or Ornithor Radio Tale by Chloe Sanchez, illustrated by Marie Demont. Presentation is in French. And the same day, September 2nd at 3 p.m. at EcoPro Aura Surgeon Complex, The Life of P, Almost Everything About Urine. Presentation by Lucas from EcoPro. Community is informed that dear friend and sister Arvilian Kagapali Salvamabi left her body in the evening of Tuesday 22nd of August in Madurai nursing home to which she had been taken after a stroke in 2013. She was 72 years old and was lively and capable teacher in the Tamil language who joined Auroville in 1992. She worked in Isayambala School, Ilangarka Educational Center and Transformation School and Arulwazi Education Center and will be remembered by many of her pupils and colleagues. From working committee comes information on Adara registration camp in Auroville. That will be a second one from September 5th until Friday, September 15th. Auroville first Kino Cabaret is coming up, and if you always wanted to learn the nuances of filmmaking from those who have mastered the art, here's the chance to be part of something special. Individuals of the community are invited for a special event by offering a chance to be involved in the making of a short film. Be a part of conceiving, creating and producing a short film in just 50 hours. So if you're an actor, not necessarily a professional, a dancer, makeup artist, costume designer, prop developer and etc. They sign up to be part of one of 10 selected crews. You will be making film from Friday 8th, 2 p.m. until Sunday 10th, 4 p.m. And following this, the 10 movies will be screened in front of all the participants. And you need to register at kino@auroville.org/in. At Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen The Power of Community, How Cuba Survived, Peak Oil, made in 2006 and directed by Faith Morgan. At Cinema Paradiso, they will screen tonight Sweet Home, made in India, 2014, and its drama fantasy, and made by writer and director Sohini Dasgupta. On Saturday, international drama Harmonium, made in Japan and France in 2016, and by writer and director Koji Fukada. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m, science fiction, Time Toys, made in USA in 2016 and directed by Mark Rossman. And later on, Bagart Bakal Movies at Cine Club at 8 p.m. And this Sunday you will see Key Largo, made in USA in 1948 and directed by John Huston. From the words of the mother, volume 14, we read, "It is indispensable that each one finds his psychic and unite with it definitely. It is through the psychic that the supermental will manifest itself." Thank you for listening to us, and we wish you happy Ganesh Puja. And you can reach us on rvradio.org.